谁能想到
？Who would have thought？
一场临时组织的溯溪休闲之旅。
A spontaneous trip to Suxi for relaxation。
却因为一系列的侥幸决定。
However, due to a series of lucky decisions，
最终演变成19人遇难的惨剧。
Ultimately, it culminated in a tragic event where 19 people died。
当洪水来临的那一刻。
When the flood came，
他们终于明白峡谷里的齐头水真的会吃人。
They finally realized that the water in the gorge really could be dangerous。
2009年6月
June 2009，
重庆当地一家户外用品店老板超哥在网上发帖，组织了一场说走就走的溯溪潭张峡户外活动。
A local outdoor goods store owner in Chongqing named Lau Kao posted on the internet to organize a spontaneous hiking trip to Zixi Lake Jiangxi Gorge，
以探索原始美景为噱头。
To lure tourists，
很快便召集了35名志同道合的驴友。
Soon, 35 like-minded hikers were gathered。
他们年龄和户外经验参差不齐。
They have varying ages and outdoor experience。
既有年近60的老人。
There are elderly people who are close to 60 years old。
也有不会水。
Also, there are those who don't know how to swim.
也没有户外经验的小白。
No outdoor experience, old man.
按照计划。
According to the plan.
他们将分摊路费，包车前往潭张峡。潭张峡是重庆一座著名的喀斯特地貌峡谷。
They will share the cost of a chartered car to visit Zhangjiajie Scenic Area. Zhangjiajie Scenic Area is a famous karst landscape gorge in Chongqing.
虽然景区经过了开发，
although the scenic area has been developed，
但真正开放的区域只有将军峡。
But the truly open area is only the General's Gorge，
天王峡以及桃源峡。
Tianwen Gorge and Taoyuan Gorge，
而他们此行的目的是未开发。
And the purpose of their trip is unknown，
也未对外开放的地凤峡。
Also, the Fakesir Valley, which is not open to the public，
这里峡谷十分狭窄。
The canyon is very narrow here，
最窄处只有 1.5 米到2米。
The narrowest part is only 1.5 to 2 meters wide.
两侧是近乎垂直的百米绝壁。
The sides are almost vertical with cliffs of hundreds of meters.
且全程没有护栏。
And there are no railings throughout the entire route.
没有救生设备和应急通道。
No life-saving equipment and emergency exits.
是当地设障碍。
Obstacle setting，
阻止进入的危险区域。
Prevent access to dangerous areas，
可仍有很多人为了省50元门票钱寻求刺激。
Some people still seek thrills by saving 50 yuan on ticket prices，
擅自闯入。
Trespass，
此次35人便是如此。
This group of 35 people is like that。
7月10日傍晚，
October 10th evening，
一行人坐大巴车抵达万州月亮湾。
A group of people arrived at the Moon Bay in Wanzhou by bus。
他们穿着拖鞋、吊带。
They were wearing flip-flops and sandals。
举着遮阳伞。
Holding an umbrella。
将此次活动完全当成了一次夏日周末玩水。
Treat this event as a summer weekend for fun and relaxation。
实际上
，In fact，
在出发两天前
，Two days before departure，
曾有队员查看天气预报。
There was a player who checked the weather forecast，
发现潭张峡未来几天可能会下暴雨。
It was discovered that Tianjiangxi may experience heavy rain in the next few days。
起初有人曾犹豫改天再去。
Initially, some people were hesitant to go on another day.
可领队
Coach
超哥却觉得几千块钱的包车费已经付了。
However, Zairoji felt that the cost of hiring a car was already too high.
也不能退回来，不去可太亏了。
This is a great deal, and I'm not going to miss out on it.
听到这里
，Here,
队员也都纷纷决定继续前往。夏季下点雨。
All the team members decided to continue to the summer rain point.
正常，说不定雨中游玩也很浪漫。
Normally, a rainy day can also be romantic.
来到月亮湾的第一天
，On the first day at the Moon Bay.
夜里，队伍在檀樟峡度假村过夜。
At night, the team stayed overnight at Tan Jangord Resort.
他们在这里偶遇了另外一支队伍。
They met another team here.
对方原本也打算前往檀樟峡探险。
The other person also planned to go to Tan Jangord for exploration.
但因为天气原因，已经取消。
But because of the weather, it has already been cancelled.
行程撤了回来。
The trip is cancelled, and we are returning.
听超哥一行人说。
According to what Zairo Gao and his team said,
他们要进入峡谷。
They are going to enter the gorge.
对方劝他们，明天可能会有暴雨。
The other person advised them that there might be heavy rain tomorrow.
峡谷内极易形成高。
In the canyon, it is very easy to form high walls.
墙一般的齐头水来时凶猛。
The usual headwaters are fierce.
非常危险。
Very dangerous.
可超哥并没有当回事。
Coco didn't take it seriously.
有队员曾在此萌生退役。
Some players have considered quitting here.
但一想到酒店都已经住下来了。
But when I think about it, I've already booked a hotel.
加上一些兴奋的队员加油鼓劲。
With some excited teammates cheering and encouraging.
他们第二次失去了救生机会。
They missed their second chance to be saved.
7月11日清晨
July 11th early morning.
檀樟峡并没有下雨
Tan Shang Valley hasn't rained.
望着晴朗的天空
Looking at the clear sky.
队员们彻底放下警惕
The team completely relaxed.
觉得天气预报
I think the weather forecast.
果然不准，大巴车抵达檀樟峡景区。
Indeed, the bus did not arrive at the Tan Jangord scenic spot.
他们没有按照正常流程买票。
They didn't buy tickets according to the normal procedure.
而是找了一位当地老乡。
Instead, I found a local farmer.
拐进了一条隐秘小道。
Turned into a hidden alley.
省下了50块钱门票钱。
Saved 50 yuan on the ticket price.
刚进入峡谷
Just entered the canyon.
他们遇到了一位当地老农
They met a local farmer.
老农见浩浩荡荡30多人的庞大队伍
An old farmer saw a large group of over 30 people.
正往峡谷内走
Walking into the canyon.
刨心提醒他们别去了
I reminded them not to go.
这个天肯定要下雨。
It's definitely going to rain.
峡谷水涨得很快。
The water in the gorge is rising rapidly.
你们躲都没地方躲。
You have nowhere to hide.
超哥低头思考。
Uncle Kale was thinking deeply.
身后传来队员们的笑声，明明烈日当空。
Behind, the team members' laughter echoed, indicating that it was a bright day.
哪有一点要下雨的迹象
？Is there any sign of rain？
感谢老农后
，Thank you, old farmer。
一行人又继续朝着峡谷前进。
A group of people continued to move towards the gorge。
下午两点多
，Around 2:00 p.m.
队伍正式进入地缝峡核心区域。
The team formally entered the core area of the Fisher Canyon。
队员们排起长队
The team lined up,
由经验丰富的老驴勇哥在前面带路
led by the experienced Lao Liu,
超哥则在队伍的末尾进入峡谷。
Super also entered the canyon at the end of the team.
后下午三
3:00 PM
点他们抵达一线天。
They arrived at the first line of the mountain.
这里是地缝峡最窄的一段路。
This is the narrowest part of the Earth's fissure.
两侧
sides
近乎垂直的岩壁直冲云霄，抬头望去。
Almost vertical cliffs rise straight into the sky.
天空被切割成长长的一条，一群人瞬间被眼前的美景吸引。
The sky was cut into a long, slender strip, and the group of people were instantly attracted by the beautiful scenery.
可他们不知道的是
But they didn't know that.
此时此刻
At this moment,
峡谷外的万州城区以及檀樟峡周边
Outside the canyon, the urban area of Wanzhou and the surrounding area of Tianjin
已经下了一个多小时的暴雨
It has been raining for more than an hour
雨水正在朝着狭窄封闭的峡谷汇集三点半左右走在队伍末尾的超哥率先听到身后传来轰隆隆的声音
The rain was converging into a narrow, enclosed valley. At around 3:30 PM, Super, who was walking at the end of the group, first heard a loud rumbling sound behind him.
他一转身，远处混合着泥沙、树枝碎石的洪水。
He turned around and saw the flood mixed with mud, sand, tree branches, and stones in the distance.
像一条奔腾的巨龙
to a galloping dragon,
朝着队伍方向冲来
charging towards the team,
还没等超哥喊出声
before Zyro G could even speak,
数米高的水墙
a wall of water several meters high,
朝着队伍砸过来
hit the team,
超哥一把将身旁的队员推向岸边崖壁
Coach pushed his players towards the cliff edge.
自己则因为反作用力躲闪不及，瞬间被洪水吞没。
Meanwhile, he was unable to avoid the recoil and was instantly submerged in the flood.
队伍被冲得四分五裂。
The team was scattered and broken.
有人拼命喊着救命。
Someone was desperately shouting for help.
有人向上朝着崖壁方向爬。
Someone is climbing up towards the cliff.
有人拼命抱着大树。
Some people desperately clung to the big tree.
最前面的勇哥反应迅速。
The most proactive and quick-thinking person was Young.
他一个跳跃。
He jumped.
死死。
Dead.
抓住岩壁上的裂缝。
Grasped the crack on the rock wall.
又拼命爬上距离水面十几米高的一处悬崖。
Then he desperately climbed up to a cliff that was about 10 meters above the water.
呀，这才死里逃生。
This is a close call.
可其他人却没有那么幸运。
Others, however, were not so lucky.
短短几分钟。
In a matter of a few minutes.
十几个人被洪水卷走。
Several dozen people were swept away by the flood.
冲往更远的河道。
Go further into the river.
勇哥颤抖着掏出手机打电话求救。
Young grabbed his phone and dialed for help, his hands trembling.
警方立即启动应急响应。
The police immediately launched an emergency response.
集结300多名救援力量。
Out of 300 plus rescue personnel,
进入一线天区域
enter the first line area,
召开紧急搜救
hold an emergency rescue.
然而
however,
洪水来势凶猛
the flood came with great force.
救援黄金期本就只有几分钟
the golden period for rescue is only a few minutes.
游客被困区域又处于未开发野区，大型救援设备无法进入。
The area where the tourists are stranded is in a remote, undeveloped wilderness area, making it inaccessible to large-scale rescue equipment.
当救援人员赶往现场时
When rescue personnel rushed to the scene,
已经过去了几个小时。
It has been several hours.
数百名救援人员在树木倒伏。
Hundreds of rescuers were working in the forest.
泥沙横流的峡谷内艰难搜寻。
Difficult search in the valley with rushing mud.
救援行动持续长达一个周。
The rescue operation lasted for a week.
最终35人全部被找到。
All 35 people were finally found.
其中16人活了下来。
16 people survived.
19人全部遇难。
19 people all died.
有人说
Some say,
这是一场无望的天灾。
This is a hopeless disaster.
山野无情。
While the,
一场洪水就这么轻易带走了19条生命。
A flood took away 19 lives so easily.
但也有人说
However, some people also say that
这是一场一分天灾
This is a one-sided disaster.
九分人祸的必然悲剧
9/10 of the disaster is man-made.
他们不是输给了洪水
They didn't lose to the flood.
而是输给了自己的侥幸和一意孤行
Instead, he lost to his own arrogance and stubbornness.
永远不要用自己的生命赌一次侥幸，在大自然面前，没有人是例外。
Never gamble your life once, hoping for a miracle in the face of nature. No one is an exception.